The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I've got some famous friends. Yeah, I do.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And a pleasant good morning to you. It's Tuesday, October 15th. This is episode 1512.
Wow.
Yep.
Just wow.
And I'm in a much better mood today than I was yesterday.
Time will tell.
Man, that's so cold. You don't even give a guy a chance.
I tried to give you a pumped up song, you know, to start.
Well, you did.
You're some of the famous friends in Rutherford County that know Chris Young.
I don't usually get the cool songs like you do on your hour.
It is a rotation.
No, it's not. I've seen you actually flip and go to the one you want.
I have a little chart here where I mark them off.
They don't necessarily have to be in order, though. You can mark them off and then go back to one and then mark it off.
So I was going in order, and so this is the first time. No, it's been a month ago or longer now, but I have just kind of been skipping around.
Right.
This time. This is the only time that I've
ever
skipped around.
Where the cool songs get on your hour.
No. You just had the coolest one
we
got.
I know, finally, because I was in a bad mood yesterday and you thought it'd cheer me up. That's the only reason.
No, if I'd have known it was going to be yesterday, I would have played it yesterday.
Well, you never know about me, though. That's the problem.
You get all the Elvis opens.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. Riverdale's at Blackman Prep Football on Friday. Don't forget to join Brian. Who is it? Brian, Rod, and Bill?
Bill Hockenberry going to join, yeah.
And if he does well, I'm out.
I didn't say that. You keep saying that.
I keep hoping. MTSU hosts Kennesaw State tonight. That's at 5:30.
Tonight.
And after you've had Taco Tuesday with us, you'll be so happy to go to the game tonight. What is it? What is it? Faith and what today? What is it?
Faith and Family Night, I think.
Faith and Family Night. So that'd be a good little change of pace on a Tuesday after you've worked hard yesterday and today. Election Day is 21 days from today. Early voting beginning tomorrow. I will be there to early vote.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Wow.
First day. And it goes to October 31st. And, of course, Halloween's on 31st. And we are going to be at the Battle of the Borough that night. Riverdale taking on Oakland.
That's right. That's at Riverdale.
Yes. Our first visit to Riverdale this year.
I think, yeah. Now, we've had three or four Riverdale games, but they've all been on the road. It's weird how the schedule works out that way. Now, next year, we'll be at Riverdale more.
Yeah. Halloween is in 16 days.
Boo.
Thanksgiving break's 40 days away. You like Thanksgiving.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Thanksgiving Day is in 44 days. So there you go. A complete calendar of events.
I thought it would be too soon to talk about Christmas, but apparently that's not the case at any store you go to.
No, no. Even they've got Christmas out at Dollar General.
I know.
They have a cup at Dollar General, by the way, that's a plastic cup with a top on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm buying one for each season.
Are you?
They have an orange one. They're a dollar. They have an orange one. They have a red one for Christmas. They have a football one for football season. I'm sure they'll have an Easter one. You know, so I just get all the holidays.
Okay.
Make a complete set. They can be coffee or they can be, you know, for cold drinks as well. Put in them. Thought that was interesting.
Or a little water,
yeah. I've been having some stomach trouble lately. I don't know what's causing it either. I don't think it's an ulcer from working with you. I don't know. Took a flu shot. Kind of had a little feeling there. Had a COVID shot. Kind of a little feeling there. I always have something at COVID, but my diet has been so bad, like eating at ball games and stuff, and I think I'm going to have to take a probiotic, fix that up.
Yeah.
It's not like it's hurting, but it just kind of, you hear it, you feel it every once in a while, and you go, oh, I don't feel that great. Then it goes away. So
the grumbly gut?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's probably what you'd call it, but I'm with a grumbly bear, so working. So, but I think a probiotic. I think I'm gonna try that for a while. See if I can't get perked up a little bit. My sleeping's all messed up. Is there anything other depressing things I can say about my life?
I don't know. Ladybug's on a probiotic.
Really? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're comparing me to a dog. Okay.
She takes a little chew.
And why? Because her digestive system?
She had a little bit of an issue, and I put her on it, and it seemed to help. And so I've tried to kind of wean back a little bit. But
well, be careful.
Yeah.
She's delicate.
Mm-hmm.
617 here on the Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 62 degrees. Winds northwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear. Lows drop to 35. Winds north 5 to 10. Wednesday, sunny. Highs approach 61. Then lows fall back to 34 on Wednesday night. I'm Weatherology Meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 41.
Fellas, if you've noticed a lack of energy, motivation, and drive, it could be low testosterone.
Don't wait.
Get checked by the experts at Low T-Cell. They have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results with testosterone therapy,
or TRT.
And for established patients, they offer the convenience of physician-monitored at-home TRT with advanced personalized plans that include both lab testing and self-inject medication. Low T-Center makes it easy.
Shipping directly to your door.
Go to lowtcenter.com now to book your appointment online. Low T-Center. Reinventing men's health care.
This is Megan Hutchings with Rutherford County Area Habitat for Humanity. The 17th annual Cookin' to Build will be on Saturday, November the 2nd on the Murfreesboro Square. We have cooking teams that will be making chili, soup, or stew. Vote for your favorite cooking team. We give out a Golden Bowl Award at the end of the event. I invite you to attend the 17th annual Cookin' to Build on Saturday, November the 2nd from 10:30 to 1 on the Murfreesboro Square.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
The death of a loved one, probably one of the hardest times in their life they have to go through.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home.
It's our job to see them through that.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Toots. This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and I'm sitting here with my son, Jack.
My second favorite thing at Toots is the mozzarella cheese sticks.
The mozzarella cheese sticks.
I get them every time.
Thank you, Rutherford County, for 39 amazing years. So swing by one of our four Rutherford County locations for some good food and fun. Many things have changed, but one thing hasn't. Toots is still the place for good food and fun.
Good food and fun.
Do you ever wonder why big financial institutions offer you hundreds of dollars to open an account? Have you ever looked through the pages of fine print to see the fees and conditions? You won't find complicated sales pitches at Heritage South Community Credit Union. We are different. We help when others won't. It's what our members tell us we do every day. If you're tired of the hassle, it's time to try a local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more or open an account today. Insured by NCUA.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's Drive EV program has resources for members who would like to learn more about all aspects of EVs. MTE is developing programs and educational materials to answer member questions. Learn more at driveev.com.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
Week 6 in the NFL came to a close with Monday Night Football in New Jersey, an AFC East battle as the Bills beat the Jets 23-20. Buffalo quarterback Josh Allen had 3 touchdowns, 2 passing and 1 rushing, while Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers had 2 touchdown passes, including a 52-yard Hail Mary to end the first half, but an interception that basically ended the game for the Jets. Tyler Bass, the kicker for Buffalo, hit a 22-yard field goal. That was the only scoring of the fourth quarter to break a 20-20 tie. Buffalo is now 4-2 with the win. Jets dropped to 2-4 with the loss in their first game since the firing of head coach Robert Saleh. Postseason baseball, Game 2 National League Championship Series. Mets down the Dodgers 7-3. New York scored 5 runs in the second inning, including a Matt Vientos Grand Slam home run. Francisco Lindor had a solo shot as well. That series is tied at 1-1. Game 1 ALCS, Yankees beat the Guardians 5-2. New York scored 3 runs in the third inning. Juan Soto and Giancarlo Stanton had solo homers.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
621, you're listening to The Wake Up Crew, and we're powered today by Middle Tennessee Electric, MTE's EV Car Club, has hundreds of members and growing. EV owners, enthusiasts, and anyone interested in learning more about electric vehicles is encouraged to sign up at mte.com/EV Car Club. I wonder if you'll ever go to an electric car. I don't think you will. I don't think you'll ever do it. You might go to a hybrid, but I don't think you'll ever go full electric.
No, probably not.
Kind of like that hybrid you had, though, didn't you?
I liked the gas mileage for sure.
Yeah.
When you're getting 40-something miles to the gallon, that's pretty sweet.
So do you stay in electric and then you go into the gas, or?
It does. The one that I had did it automatically. Oh, so, like, if you were idling at a traffic light, or, you know, if you were going slow, it would switch over to
So if it had been an electric SUV, you'd have bought it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And the battery charges as you're driving. The wheels actually charge the battery, so there's no plugging it in. The one that I had.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
So.
Yeah, because you don't use the battery as much.
Right.
Okay, cool deal. Song of the day. This is the day. These are songs that are encouraging us to be good humans.
Yeah, or motivational songs.
Yeah, motivational.
Just
yeah.
to get you going. I'm so excited.
Reminds me of the episode of Saved by the Bell when Jesse was on sleeping pills. Or pills that make you stay awake.
Oh.
And she would sing, I'm so excited, I'm so excited. Oh, God, it was the worst acting I've ever seen in my life. Oh, man. Can't believe I watched that show. Samantha loved it. She loved that show. All right. That's our song of the day by the Pointer Sisters?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even have a book. I just.
No, you just
top of my head, yeah. And it's. Time to tell you who our good neighbor of the day is, and that being Vanessa Flores. She's a good neighbor for helping someone through a difficult time. And Vanessa is going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
All right, friends, if you want to send in a good neighbor of the day to us, it is very easy.
How easy is it?
Text 615-893-1450 with the one word neighbor. And you'll get a reply back. Just tap on the link you get, fill out the information, click submit. That's it. Or you can go to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. You can save that to your favorites on your phone and pops right up. Fill out the information. Takes you about 2 minutes. Click submit, and then we'll make them the good neighbor of the day here in the coming days. The facts of life. That's the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club, by the way. John, there is one. O-N-E is the only number with letters in reverse order and in reverse alphabetic order. O-N-E-E-N-O.
Really?
Yeah.
E-N-O.
Yeah. So it's not. It's in reverse alphabetical order. O, then E, then E. O, then N, and E.
I'm really confused, but I got it now. I got
okay.
it. It's okay. Woo! 624.
Stones River Manor is honoring the legacy of longtime employee Mike Gann, who passed away last December. Gann, who worked at the manor for 30 years, was a passionate advocate for Alzheimer's research. The Manor for Mike team will carry on his tradition with volunteers like Thomas Stevenson.
And we're just trying to keep that legacy going.
Stones River Manor will host a yard sale with all proceeds going towards the Alzheimer's Walk. Due to the threat of incoming thunderstorms, Stones River Manor has postponed the yard sale, and the new date for the yard sale is October 18th and 19th. Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
Tell us what your vision was like before you had the cataract surgery done.
My eyes were just really out of whack, and I do a lot of hand embroidery. I got to the point where I couldn't even do my embroidery.
Are you now able to doing your embroidery?
Oh, yeah. I can go back and do what I was doing 30 years ago.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive behind SunTrust Bank.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Gas prices across the state reversed course and surged 12 cents higher over the last week. Tennessee gas price average is now $2.85, which is 10 cents more expensive than a month ago, but 30 cents less than a year ago. Current gas prices in Rutherford County are averaging $2.91 per gallon for regular unleaded. The national average for a gallon of gas is $3.20, a penny less than a month ago, and 40 cents less than a year ago. Special Olympics Tennessee State Fall Games are in Rutherford County this weekend, October 18th and 19th. Volunteers are still needed for both event days, and everyone is welcome to cheer on athletes during the competition. The games will be at the Smyrna Bowling Center and Richard Siegel Park in Rutherford County. It will feature four Special Olympic sports. More than 900 athletes and unified partners from across the state will participate. Volunteers are still needed for scorekeeping, timekeeping, down markers, general health, health screening, awards, merchandise sales, and more.
A college degree can be a real plus for some careers, and yet it might have little or no effect on others. A college degree is a substantial investment in your future that can lead to better job opportunities. WalletHub reports that many students find themselves with a pile of debt from pursuing their degrees. About 42.2 million Americans owe a collective $1.61 trillion in student loans. That comes out to an average of over $38,000 of debt for each borrower. That really hits home to Murfreesboro, since this is the home of Middle Tennessee State University, the largest undergraduate enrollment in Tennessee, with 17,438. Whether you include grad students, MTSU's enrollment is 20,540. More online at WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627 here on the Wake Up Crew, and we've got Good Neighbor events coming up. Another check of the forecast, and we'll be looking at traffic for the first time as well. John Dinkins, Brian Barrett with you here on this Taco Tuesday day. And you get to do, again, the snack food report. It's going to become the Brian Barrett snack food report.
Yeah.
It's not careful.
Yeah, yeah. So. I think we're going to talk today, John, in one segment about the best sandwich places.
The best sandwich places.
Mm-hmm.
On that subject a little bit, it's the Milkshake Factory. You know, I talked about that a few days ago.
Yeah.
I think that's the name of the place, Milkshake Factory.
And this has been 2 weeks ago now,
yeah.
I think, when we talked about the former places to get burgers and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that.
Yeah.
Other places that people text in to tell us about, Tops Burgers, that we didn't mention, the Frost Top.
Right.
And Regal Cream on Broad. It was across from Jackson Heights.
Okay.
So.
Right. And Happy Burger.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I can't remember now what we mentioned and what we didn't, but those were the ones that some folks text in that we didn't include, and I forgot all about it last week.
Yeah, we were kind of doing that off the top of our head, which is pretty difficult. I have a question. It's a very important question.
Okay. Am I supposed to answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know the answer.
Oh.
I'd like to know the procedure to how to get banana pudding from Slick Pig. What is the procedure? You win. I know you win. How do they let the person know that they've won the birthday?
Okay. You're talking about, like, if the person wins, the birthday fairy chooses them.
Yeah.
Melissa calls them and tells them, hey, you won the banana pudding, so go buy Slick Pig. And then we let Slick Pig know that Jane Smith was today's winner, and so they keep the name there.
Okay, well, then this is my follow-up question to that. Rafferty Cleary was on our birthday list. He lives in somewhere around Cookeville or somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
What if he wins?
Well, he didn't. He didn't win yesterday.
Well, I understand that.
There was no phone number attached to his. So
you go to the next name?
Now, you can have your name announced, but if you don't give us a phone number, they won't win.
The birthday fairy picks them, and then you can veto it if they don't have a phone number?
No, the birthday fairy knows not to pick anyone without
phone
number.
All-knowing birthday fairy.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I wasn't for sure how that worked.
So if you call in and say, you know, Jane Smith has a birthday today from her family, and you don't give us a phone number, Jane's name will get on the air, but she won't win the banana pudding because we have to have a phone number to call to tell Jane, hey, Jane, you won.
I wondered about out-of-town birthday. But okay, my next question to follow up to that question.
Mm-hmm.
Say they do have a phone number and they live in Cookeville. They can come and get it if they want it?
Well, sure.
Okay. That's their prerogative.
Yes.
Okay.
The
station's only making the call.
Correct.
Okay.
What I would think that would happen there is the relative that called it in would go get their banana pudding and eat it.
Oh, okay. And we're not eligible on our birthday, right? Is that correct? We're not eligible.
Well, I wouldn't think the birthday fairy would choose you.
Why not?
Well, because you're an on-air personality here.
Oh, I think that's kind of showing.
I mean,
discrimination.
It's for our good neighbors out there, our friends, our listeners.
I'll never think of it the same way anymore. That's for sure.
Really? Why is that?
Man, the birthday fairy discriminates. Okay, fine.
Okay,
go ahead.
Whatever.
Won't ever win it.
It's time for
today in history.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Barrett.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
And the year is 1917, and Dutch exotic dancer Mata Hari is executed by a firing squad for spying for Germany during World War I near Paris. Now, I think they've made a movie about that, but I'm not sure. It was like 1935, something like that.
Wow.
1924, U.S. President Calvin Coolidge declares the Statue of Liberty a national monument.
A national monument.
He's Calvin Coolidge. He's the president.
He still talked that way back then in 1924.
He was FDR, wasn't he?
I guess so,
okay,
fella.
1951, I Love Lucy, starring Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz, debuts on CBS.
John's favorite show, I Love Lucy.
I hated that show. My dad didn't like her either.
Lucy.
1989, American radio and television evangelist Billy Graham is given the 1,900th star on Hollywood Boulevard, the first clergyman to be granted that star.
Interesting. Maybe one of the only still. I wouldn't know.
I would think he's probably still. And finally, in 2013, Dove Cameron releases her single, Better in Stereo.
This is CBS Rewind. October 15th, 1940.
It's Adenoid Pinkle, the Fooey of Tomania.
The New York premiere of the Charlie Chaplin movie, The Great Dictator.
The ruthless dictator and Charlie resemble each other.
And October 15th, 1995.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
Fox airs an episode of The Simpsons called Lisa the Vegetarian, featuring guest voice appearances.
Linda and I both feel strongly about animal rights.
From Paul and Linda McCartney.
If you play Maybe I'm Amazed backwards, you'll hear a recipe for a really ripping lentil soup.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
By the way, I'm alive.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive offers a great price and around-the-clock protection when bundling home and auto. It's one of those rare times where you could save money and get something great. Bundle today at Progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 62 degrees. Winds northwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear. Lows drop to 35. Winds north, 5 to 10. Wednesday, sunny. Highs approach 61. Then lows fall back to 34 on Wednesday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 41.
Good morning. Sorry, starting to get a little bit busy now. Up through the Antioch area on 24, coming westbound as that traffic leaves Murfreesboro and Rutherford County, headed towards Nashville, down through the Mount Juliet area right now. It's been pretty quiet out of Wilson County on I-40. As you head on into Hermitage, still looks good right now, but it's trying to get busy. Southbound 65 here at Trinity Lane. Whether you need a new roof, roof repair, anything going on with your roof, call Independent Roofing Specialist today, 991-2355. Or go online, irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and Americare Pest Control.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house. Ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I've overrun with pests. But you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. Americare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
You've depended on WGNS for over 77 years to let you know what's happening locally. You still do, and we thank you. The 43rd Tennessee Indian Education Powwow is this weekend at the Long Hunter State Park. Don't forget, early voting is October 16th through the 31st, and Election Day is November the 5th. The 28th Annual MTSU Girls STEM Conference is Saturday, 8 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. And the Rutherford County Public Library System is offering free computer classes. There's a class on Monday afternoons at 3:30, but if that doesn't fit your schedule, they have another class at 2:30 on Tuesdays. Contact your branch of the Rutherford County Library System for more information. Don't throw away Old Glory. Bring your tattered American flag to WGNS and let the girls from BSA Troop 2019 at Trinity United Methodist Church retire it with dignity. Plus, we also recycle Bibles. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
All right, guys. If you're only middle-aged but wondering why it seems harder to keep up,
you're not alone.
It may be caused by low testosterone.
Testosterone therapy, or TRT, can help you get back to your best.
But not just any TRT.
Not those websites offering only basic treatments.
You have to see the provider specialist at Low T Center.
They offer advanced personalized treatments
with over a decade of experience.
At Low T Center, you'll start with a simple test and get your results in about 25
minutes.
Go
to LowTCenter.com to book your appointment online.
LowTCenter.com.
Low T Center.
Reinventing men's health care.
As a leader in environmental services, sustainability is deeply integrated into our business model. At Middle Point Landfill, we are environmentalists at heart. This is Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill. We use cutting-edge technology in combination with our deep experience in recycling and waste services to protect our environment and our neighbors. That's our job, and that's our promise. We invite you to learn more about us at MiddlePointLandfill.com. For public services, we are sustainability in action.
If you want to get some barbecue, I'll tell you how to do it. Head for the Slick Pig and you're into it. Just walk through the door at 1920 East Main and your nose will send a message right to your brain. Say, smells good. And barbecue. Slick Pig. We got ribs and beans. Got spicy wings. Slick Pig.
A Murfreesboro tradition. 1920 East Main.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
6:39. We've got Man on the Street newsmakers coming up in a few minutes. Glad you're with us here on this Tuesday morning. Second day of school back from fall break. I'm sure everybody's already kind of adjusted now.
You can do it.
Yeah, you can do it. We have, one day of jokes in. That's a four from yesterday. And it seems like you've been getting a lot of fours lately. I don't understand why, but it's just, I don't know.
I'm stuck
on
judge.
Four. I know, I'm stuck on four. But I get that look. I'm scared. But, here we go with joke number two on Tuesday.
NASA hired a claustrophobic astronaut, and when they asked him if his condition would affect his job, you know what he said?
No, what?
He said, I don't care. I just need space.
Not going to help.
Not going to help?
I don't know, Brian. I really hate to judge it because I'm not feeling that great. I'm thinking three. But I might give me another day or two. I might come up with it.
Okay.
6:41 here on the Wake Up Crew.
CBS News Brief. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump stumped on opposite sides of battleground Pennsylvania. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns from Philly.
This is the prize this election cycle. Pennsylvania offers the most electoral votes out of any of the battleground states, and our polling shows it's a total toss-up.
The Rutherford County, North Carolina Sheriff's Office confirms a man with a handgun and a rifle was arrested at a supermarket Saturday in connection with threats to FEMA workers helping Hurricane Helene victims. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
He was arrested after allegedly making threats to FEMA employees, other government personnel involved in Hurricane Helene recovery efforts in Rutherford County, North Carolina, one of the hardest hit areas.
Six new lawsuits accuse music mogul Sean Combs of sexual assault. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
Combs' legal team says the barrage of filings were clear attempts to garner publicity, adding, in court, the truth will prevail.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Middle Tennessee will be installing two new baby boxes this week. Safe Haven baby boxes allow parents in a crisis to surrender infants in a safe and anonymous way. Tennessee's 11th box was installed on Medical Center Parkway in Murfreesboro on Monday. Tennessee's 12th box will be in Tullahoma and installed today. A Murfreesboro woman arrested Sunday, charged with shooting her live-in boyfriend dead. 22-year-old Shakira Brown and her 27-year-old boyfriend Jaleel Turner got into an argument in their home at the Southern Apartment Homes on Las Casas Pike around 2 p.m. After the argument, Brown allegedly shot Turner. Brown being held to the Rutherford County Adult Detention Center on a $750,000 bond. Her hearing is scheduled for January 8th. What's on your phone? TikTok remains the most used app globally, with more than a billion monthly active users. But 2024 saw a shift in downloads. Temu took the top spot, surpassing the video platform in the United States. Back in March of 23, Temu saw 10 million downloads, even beating TikTok's 7.4 million. While TikTok dominates in engagement, global app spending hit about $200 billion in 2024, reflecting increased interest in both entertainment and e-commerce platforms. Temu's surge, driven by discount shopping deals and free shipping, highlights the shifting consumer behavior toward affordability. In Tennessee, social media remains strong. Facebook led searches with 4.1 million monthly queries in 2022, emphasizing the diverse ways residents engage online, from entertainment to shopping. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hi, this is Bob Cornell, pastor of Covenant Church right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. The answer that you've been looking for is found in Jesus and what he accomplished at the cross. You see, Jesus changes lives from the inside out. We would love for you to join us at Covenant Church, located at 1124 Brinkley Ave, right here in Murfreesboro. We have services Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. You can learn more about us at our Cornell Ministries YouTube channel. We want you to grow in Christ at Covenant Church.
Franklin's Printworks has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer, everything from business cards, brochures, booklets, to banners. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Printworks. We hear a lot, people who have been working with printers on the internet, had issues, and they know that if we're working with someone local, that A, they know where to find us, and B, they know that we'll take care of it because we have to take care of our neighbors. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
I want expert advice on going 100% solar.
I want to go green without breaking the bank.
I want to meet my sustainability goals.
I want solar to be simple.
Done, 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 done.
I want to save the planet.
Little hero, let's start with one of MTE's solar programs first. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
Hi, this is Taylor at Bell Jewelers. And speaking of custom, it does take several weeks to get the project started, especially counting the number of stones that the client has to use, getting exact measurements. So here at Bell Jewelers, we encourage you to come in sooner rather than later to get the ball rolling on any custom project you think you may even want to do, just so we get it in time for Christmas. Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian Barrett. Here at the radio station, we needed a security solution to keep the staff safe while also giving us some flexibility with guests entering the building. I've tried to find a solution for years, met countless representatives, and they all said it can't be done. That is, until I turned to Turner Security. Not only is it's done right. For your home or business, take it from me. Turner Security is the only place I'd turn.
Turn to Turner Security.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. The friends you've made while banking right here over the years are still here, and so are those delicious, warm, homemade cookies. Everything you enjoyed about Capstar is still at Old National Bank.
In Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Come on over and enjoy warm cookies with friends while doing your banking at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Information you need about preparing your will and estate plans.
Some families don't have an estate plan in place.
It's a really tough topic. You know, my dad several times said, oh, I'm not going to worry about all that. You can just take care of that when things go. But I think it's something that's really important, and I think he has started to see the importance of that as well.
And that's local attorney Sonia Wright.
Well, nobody wants to talk about death. Unfortunately, it usually comes up once someone has passed away or once there is something happening.
How long does it take to put this together?
It's an ongoing process. We can come in and we can get your wills done quickly because it's not something that you just set up and then you're done. I mean, you need to think about the changes in your life. We have a questionnaire that we send out that kind of gives the overview of everything. And then we set up a time to meet with the individual, make sure that we understand exactly what the needs are.
I've heard some scary stories about people who decide to put it together themselves.
You know, we definitely have a do-it-yourself mindset. We actually had someone that hand wrote out some of their wishes, and unfortunately, because it didn't meet the requirements in Tennessee, those wishes probably will not be upheld for them.
It's never too early to do your estate planning, and that's information you need from WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Brian.
John.
We're back.
Yeah.
Right now it's 6:48. We've got news at the top of the hour. I'm going to give you some advice here, Brian. If you want to maintain a close bond with your children as they get older, you need to say goodbye to these 8 habits.
Okay.
And maybe you don't do them.
We'll see.
Number one, always letting them win.
You're supposed to always let them win?
How often do we let our kids win every game or argument, thinking this will maintain their self-esteem and keep them happy? Well, this can create a false sense of entitlement and unrealistic expectations in your children. So you don't do that. These are things that you probably shouldn't do.
Okay.
So I
don't do that.
You get a point for that one.
Okay.
Being their friend, not their parent. For instance, when Dalton entered his teenage years, did you fall into the classic trap of trying to be his friend rather than his parent?
No. But that relationship does change when they get older.
Well, maybe not. Ignoring their interest. As he grows up, their interests and hobbies may change and evolve. They might shift from loving dinosaurs to being fascinated by space, or from playing soccer to wanting to learn the guitar. You went through that. He loved Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm using Dalton. I'm not using Bobby.
Yeah.
Because I think you do differently with the younger one. Okay.
Boys and girls are different too.
Uh-huh. Keep an open mind and support their interests. Not only strengthens your bond, and I think you do support his interest, don't you?
Well, yeah. He's got his little podcast he does.
Yeah, you don't try to tell him, you know, I don't think I'll do this, son.
No, it's his life.
Are you overprotective?
No.
Like, for instance, he was on a trip far, far away, and...
Before he left, I said... Be safe.
Yeah, and you never worried about it, did you?
No.
Neglecting to say I love you.
This could be a problem.
You made all the points up until then. I knew I'd get you somewhere. But still, what, 4 out of 5? That's not bad.
Yeah. Okay. I give them a good old attaboy, you know.
Hearing I love you from their parents can provide them with comfort and reassurance during these times, of, you know, that they're growing, getting older. Okay, don't do that. 4 out of 5, and one's a biggie. Avoiding difficult conversations. When he was started high school, he was introduced to a whole new world of experiences, some positive, some not so much. There are instances when they came home upset, dealing with issues. Did you shield him from that, or did you try to distract him? Or did you let them face him head on with support?
Yeah, he had to face them head on. I mean, they were his problems.
Expecting perfection. No, you only do that with your people you work with at, on ball games. But you don't expect him to be perfect. In fact, you're expecting non-perfect, but you're surprised when he is perfect, right?
Well, when he was working here as a teenager, you know, I stressed. But I didn't treat him differently than any of the other producers. But, you know, being on time, being early, all those kinds of things. I think that's
helped. You probably were harder on him a little bit. I mean, about being on time and that kind of thing. And which is, that's right. You get a point. I think you've done okay. Not making time for them. Do you try to spend time together? Like, I don't know, go to dinner? Do you, you know?
Yeah, we do that. It's become increasingly difficult to get two separate grown kids together at the same time.
Yeah, but you still try.
We do try.
You know, you made, what, 6 out of 7 there?
I'm a good papa.
Well, Dalton's not here to, you know.
Well, I guess that's true.
To put another little, no.
Let's not do this next week, you know, that segment.
I'm going to see his viewpoint on that. All right, let's celebrate some birthdays this morning.
It's birthday time. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
All right, here we go with celebrity birthdays. 1920, Mario Puzo, the American novelist of The Godfather.
I can't do it like Dawson does it.
Okay, that's Bane. Remember, that's Bane again. That's not The Godfather. 1943, Penny Marshall, American actress and director, was in The Odd Couple when she was younger, and of course, Laverne and Shirley.
We're gonna do it. Give us any chance, we'll take it. Resist any rule, we'll break it. We're gonna make our dreams come true.
You know, I used to watch that show only for the theme song.
Yeah.
I didn't like the show.
I didn't really care for it either.
1951, Roscoe Tanner, American tennis player. He was from... was born in South Carolina, but he lived in Knoxville.
Oh, wow.
Oscar Tanner. And 1969, Dominic West, British actor. He was in The Wire and The Affair. Really good British actor. That's celebrity birthdays locally. Don't have a lot. We need some more here on this list. Scott Usselton, Paul Coates, James Craig, Jill Bain, William Scrivens, happy birthday.
Those are the names that we have so far. If you want to add to the list, simple. Text 615-893-1450. Make sure you give us a phone number now, or you can call. Do the same thing. Slick Pig Barbecue Banana Pudding is on the line, so give us a ring. Today is National Cheese Curd Day, so enjoy some cheese curds.
All right.
Culver's has about the best.
Yeah, they do. 655.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 62 degrees. Winds northwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour, higher gusts possible. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, lows drop to 35. Winds north 5 to 10. Wednesday, sunny, highs approach 61, then lows fall back to 34 on Wednesday night. I'm Weatherology Meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 41.
If you're not waking up to the Wake Up Crew, here's what you've been missing.
Simultaneous Scooby.
It's in stereo.
Don't miss the Wake Up Crew with John, Brian, and Dalton. Weekday mornings from 6 until Swap and Shop.
Good morning. A couple of accidents getting some attention out here. We already see some volume. Certain sections of 840 this morning as you come out of Rutherford County in the Wilson County here up by the Nashville Super Speedway going eastbound on 840 as it gets heavy now. Coming in from Dixon County, I-40 eastbound, passing 840 all the way into Kingston Springs. Watch for some radar out there in Dixon County this morning. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them out. Prince'sHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Get the Bridgestone-affiliated retailer credit card.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Visit Novatech.net. Novatech provides businesses with a predictable experience at a predictable expense. Novatech offers free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net.
You don't have hot dogs or apple pie or no Chevrolet to drive, but we have some hickory smoked wings you're just dying to try. You'll try them, you'll like them, you'll give some to a friend. So on a dare, just stop on by and bring in a friend. Slick Pig Barbecue, 1920 East Main.
This is Taylor inviting you to come see us at Bell Jewelers. Every season is wedding season, it feels like, but especially during the fog. So come visit us at Bell Jewelers to pick out your perfect wedding band. We have all different assortments, whether you just want a plain white gold, yellow gold band, something with a diamond accent, a twist, or ornate detailing. Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
This is Megan Hutchings with Rutherford County Area Habitat for Humanity. The 17th annual Cookin' to Build will be on Saturday, November the 2nd on the Murfreesboro Square. We have cooking teams that will be making chili, soup, or stew. Vote for your favorite cooking team. We give out a Golden Bowl Award at the end of the event. I invite you to attend the 17th annual Cookin' to Build on Saturday, November the 2nd from 10:30 to 1 on the Murfreesboro Square.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:58, and Vanessa Flores is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for helping someone through a difficult time. Vanessa Flores will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. They're located over at 117 South Academy Street, just a jump and a hop over from WGNS, and also sponsored by News Radio WGNS.
That is today's Good Neighbor of the Day. Would you like to send in a good neighbor? Well, text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450, and just make sure you fill out the information on that web form that you'll get back, or you can do that at WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. It's going to take you just a couple of minutes. Keep it handy so that way, when it happens, something pops into your mind, you can do it there real quick. Also, birthdays and anniversaries, taking those too at 615-893-1450. Coming up next, it's the CBS World News Roundup.
At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we could help, call me, John Day.
And we've got news coming up at the top of the hour. It's 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Candidates stump key battleground.
Good evening, Pennsylvania!
If we win Pennsylvania, we win the whole thing.
Alleged FEMA threats.
This is life-sustaining support, and it was temporarily suspended.
Where they stand on immigration.
What is going on at the border scares me to death.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, Election Day is 3 weeks from today. In a race that polls say is tight, Vice President Harris and former President Trump campaigned yesterday in the state that could decide it all, Pennsylvania. Here's CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
Former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris campaigned in the same state at the same time, with starkly different views of the country and sharp attacks on one another.
She is not a smart woman, that's true.
Donald Trump is increasingly unstable and unhinged.
At a rally in Erie, Harris seized on Trump's latest comments where he suggested using the military to go after, quote, the enemy from within on Election Day.
He considers anyone who doesn't support him an enemy of our country.
Trump held a town hall outside Philadelphia, aiming to win back support from suburban women.
We're a nation in decline, and we're not going to be in decline for long.
Now to North Carolina, where a man was arrested after reports of an armed threat against FEMA workers who were trying to help victims of Hurricane Helene. CBS's Janet Shamlian.
William Parsons was arrested Saturday after the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office says it received a call about a man with an assault rifle talking about possibly harming FEMA workers. The U.S. Forest Service sent an email to first responders in the area that same day, warning National Guard troops had apparently encountered armed militias that were, quote, hunting FEMA. But the sheriff's office tells CBS News there have been no substantiated reports of any militias making those threats.
Chimney Rock Village Administrator Stephen Duncan told us that federal and other aid has been welcomed and has expedited the cleanup.
What would you have done without all this help?
We would have been weeks, months, just trying to get the mud and muck out of here.
Despite the progress, the task remains monumental, more than 2 weeks after Helene hit.
A new wave of lawsuits has been filed against music mogul Sean Diddy Combs, including one that alleges abuse of a minor. CBS's Jerika Duncan has details.
It's a growing legal battle for Sean Diddy Combs, who now faces six new civil suits alleging sexual assault, rape, and sexual abuse. The suits were filed anonymously by four men and two women, CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
It not only shows that there are other alleged victims out there, but it also gives the prosecution more access to the possibility of having other witnesses who tell horrific stories.
The accusations include incidents ranging from 1995 to 2021, taking place at locations like a department store stockroom, hotel, and an events-based bathroom.
The Washington Post reports Israel's prime minister may be signaling to U.S. officials his country will hit Iranian military targets, but not nuclear facilities, as it weighs a response to Tehran's recent missile attack on Israel. Local media reports in Israel say targets have already been identified. Correspondent Nancy Cordes has more this morning on two pandas from China due to arrive in Washington.
It's move-in day for Washington's two newest residents, and the neighbors can't wait to meet them.
I've been like crying the past 2 days, just tears of joy.
We've been waiting for this for a really long time.
The new pandas, Bao Li and Qing Bao, are adolescents, 3 years old. And from what we've seen so far, they are just as furry, floppy, and roly-poly as their predecessors.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hope you enjoyed your meal. And I just want to say, he's lucky to have a brother like you.
Lucky? Caring for my brother is far from easy. Waking up every day, lifting him from the bed to the wheelchair to the car to get him to therapy on time, it's no small task between the doctors and the diagnosis, but nothing can disable this love. This is my big brother, my hero. He's part of me, like my arms and legs, so I'll be his. See, there's no time for tired. This starts again tomorrow. He'll be waiting for me. I wake up for him. I know he needs me, but I'm the lucky one, even though I need help now and then.
If you're caring for a loved one, visit aarp.org/caregiving for care guides and community, or call 877-333-5885. Caregiving Resource Center, support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Voters indicate immigration is one of the top issues in this presidential campaign, and it's been one of the most contentious. Reporter Chris Fox has more on where they stand on the key points.
Immigration reform and tougher border security. Republican and Democratic voters in Texas agree these must be priorities.
Nobody's being vetted. The border's wide open. There's way too many people coming over with no place to go.
We need to do something to fix the situation.
The plans coming from the presidential campaign trail dramatically different. Former President Donald Trump calling for drastic action.
We got to get them the hell out of here. We're bringing them back to Venezuela, and we're going to have the largest deportation in the history of our country.
A position that, according to the polls, has the support of over 50% of Americans.
It would make sense.
I can understand how we need it, but I don't know how you're going to do it.
Mass deportation is stupid because America runs on the economy of the immigrants.
Vice President Harris says she'll do more to secure the border using executive orders, surging resources and personnel, maintaining tougher asylum restrictions, and
I will bring back the bipartisan border security bill that he killed, and I will sign it into law.
Chris Fox, 4 CBS News, Austin.
Canada expelled India's top diplomat to the country and five others, and India responded, expelling six Canadian diplomats. Canada accuses India of homicide and extortion in a dispute that began last year over the killing of a Sikh cleric. A federal civil rights trial opens in Louisville today for former police officer Brett Hankinson, who fired shots in the deadly botched raid at Breonna Taylor's apartment in 2020. His trial late last year ended in a mistrial. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
This is a case of a federal civil rights violation, but it really is the question of whether an officer used too much force. Hankinson fired 10 shots into Taylor's apartment through a glass door that night.
A former CEO of the Columbus, Ohio Zoo has been sentenced to 7 years in prison for defrauding the zoo of more than $2 million. Tom's staff agreed to pay more than $300,000 in restitution. $400,000 was paid back on his behalf earlier. The 75-year-old hardware store brand True Value has filed for bankruptcy and is selling most of its operations to a rival company, Do It Best. True Value retail stores, which are independently owned and operated, are not part of the filing, and the wholesaler says it will continue to supply products to those 4,500 locations. Walgreens says this morning it plans to close about 1,200 of its store locations over the next 3 years. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Let's face it, nothing makes you look older than you really are than thinning hair. But what if you could not only increase your hair count, but promote new hair growth without surgery, without drugs with potential side effects, and without a prescription from your doctor? Well, now you can, thanks to a breakthrough new supplement called Hair Grow. Provided by New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Europe, HairGrow is now available in the U.S. Only HairGrow contains Tokogaya, a powerful antioxidant that has received a U.S. patent. Multiple clinical studies show HairGrow is safe and effective in promoting new hair growth. In one study, 95% of the patients using HairGrow saw increased hair count. Don't lose more time and more hair. Try HairGrow today to feel and look your best. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or in stores at your local CVS. Look younger and feel more confident with Hair Grow by New Nordic at NewNordicUSA.com, or in stores at your...
That's the latest from CBS News Radio. I'm Steve Kaffin. The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett continues now here on News Radio WGNS.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett, along here with us for the 7 o'clock hour of the Wake Up Crew this morning. Right now, we pause to check on traffic and weather together, brought to you by Murfreesboro favorite, Toots.
Toots.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants.
Toots.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 3 p.m., we've got $5.99 lunch specials every day. Sure to please.
Toots.
We're offering our $5.99 lunch specials, take out or dine in. So stop by, grab yours today.
Toots.
At Toots, we not only want you to feel comfortable, we want you to feel safe.
Toots.
Our staff is ready to serve you at one of our 4 Rutherford County locations.
Good food and fun!
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 62 degrees. Winds northwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour, higher gusts possible. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, lows drop to 35. Winds north 5 to 10. Wednesday, sunny. Highs approach 61. Then lows fall back to 34 on Wednesday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 41.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. There is a couple of accidents out here getting some attention right now. Here's what we're seeing. Heavy traffic westbound, Vietnam Vets coming out of Hendersonville, Sumner County, arriving there at Conference Drive. Still see some volume over here up by the Nashville Super Speedway on 840 eastbound there as you come out of Rutherford County into Wilson County as traffic increases 24 up through the Antioch area coming in from Rutherford County up through Antioch. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items. Check them out today at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
When news breaks, when traffic's horrendous, when the weather's bad, be the first to get the news, traffic, and weather you want with a text alert from News Radio WGNS. Free text alert. Sign up online at WGNSradio.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Radio, the final frontier. Join John, Brian, and Dalton on The Wake Up Crew. Their ongoing mission, to explore news, traffic, weather, and fun. To boldly go where no show has gone before.
All right, welcome back in to the Wake Up Crew. It's the second hour getting started here on this Tuesday morning. It's October 15th. Hard to believe that the month of October is already over. We were just fall breaking last week, and fall break was a little later in the month this last go-around.
Well, we still got 15 more days.
I guess it's true.
You know, it's just halfway through.
But, I mean, we're talking about Halloween and Thanksgiving break and all that kind of stuff. So, anyway.
We haven't talked much about Halloween, but we are. We are going to talk about Halloween.
Okay. I'm not today.
I'm going to talk about it almost every time tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm just going to talk Good. About it. Yeah.
Awesome. Tuesday, October 15th, episode 1512 of The Wake Up Crew. We've got Middle Tennessee football tonight as they host Kennesaw State, 5:30 pregame, and 7 o'clock for the kickoff. So you'll want to head out to Floyd Stadium and support the Big Blue tonight. It's Riverdale at Blackman on Friday night, high school football. Election Day is in just 21 days, and early voting actually starts tomorrow for that. Halloween is 16 days away. Thanksgiving break, 40 days. That's, 40 days until we get to Thanksgiving break. Thanksgiving itself is in 44 days. And today is Taco Tuesday. But not now. We're going to talk about some of the best sandwiches here in the area. Murfreesboro was ranked as one of the best places to get a sandwich, so we'll talk about that. And one of my favorites is in Smyrna, Substation 2. Man, love their Reuben.
Oh, that is a good, that's a great place.
Their Reuben has, it's awesome. So, that's where we'll be here
on
the show.
Do you get there much?
I don't.
Yeah.
But when I do, if I have a chance to go, that's what I always get. I need to break out because their other sandwiches are good too. But we're trying to motivate you. I know it's hard to get back in the gear, after a long week off, if you were off for fall break. So some motivational songs as our song of the day. This one's from the Pointer Sisters.
I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it.
I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it.
So that's I'm So Excited by the Pointer Sisters. That is our song of the day.
No, Zach, I need to pass this test. I've got to take those pills. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. That's okay, Jesse. I was doing a reenactment of Saved by the Bell.
That was a dramatization. Dramatization.
Episode number 63.
Okay, thanks.
Jesse takes uppers.
And you talk about my ranch obsession.
I've just seen one episode.
Jeez, man.
You've seen more than one episode of Saved by the Bell.
I've seen every episode of Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
I was forced to watch it by my daughter.
I bet you were.
And they called it puppy love.
No.
Yes.
We're not starting off with this. No.
Yes. So, John, I've been having trouble out of one of the dogs, and Detective Brian came to the rescue.
You know, they're going to start naming this show Talking Pets.
I guess they might. So,
who came from to the rescue?
Detective Brian.
Oh.
One of the dogs, and it was either Rosie or Ladybug. And I had my suspicions, but I wanted to prove it. I would come home, and there would be like a paper plate torn up on the couch or a napkin. You know, things that were coming off of the kitchen table. It's like, this is never... Since I had the kitchen table and did that expansion and whatnot, it hasn't happened, but recently it has. So one of them's gotten into a habit. I thought it was Rosie, but when I would, you know, like pick up the plate and say, who did this?
Oh, no.
They would both cower. You know, it's like, so I had to get to the bottom of it. So I had a doggy camera at one time, and I couldn't get that thing to work again. So I bought another one. It's like $17.
Well, you were...
I'm going to make sure I found out. So I set it up, and I kind of set a trap. There was nothing...
Set a trap for those poor little puppies.
Well, there was nothing on the table, but there was something on the countertop that was close enough by. I think it was kind of hanging off or whatnot, but I didn't really set a trap. But there was like a paper plate or a napkin sitting there. And this camera will activate and record when there's movement. So I get an alert, and lo and behold, you could see Rosie jump down off of the couch, go over, and jump up and grab something off the counter and take it to the couch. And then, of course, Ladybug right behind her, you know.
They're both guilty.
Well, Rosie's guilty of getting it. That's what I wanted to find out. I didn't think it was Ladybug, but I wanted to nip that bad habit in the bud if I could. But I did determine that it was Rosie.
Do you punish her?
Well, now I know who to punish when it happens, you know. But Ladybug does participate. They're kind of partners in crime.
See, there you go. A little bit of bias there.
Well.
Ladybug's an accomplice.
She's not really an accomplice, but she does. I think she's peer pressured into participating. Rosie does it. Ladybug would not initiate doing that. Rosie does it, and she just participates.
So you need to put Rosie up in a room one day and see if Ladybug does it.
That's been done because Detective Brian was on the case.
And it was not. Ladybug didn't mess with it.
No.
What about little Skeeter?
Well, he's too short. He can't reach anything. He can't even jump on the couch. He is so upset.
Oh, he's in a crate, though, while you're gone, too. Yeah.
He will run a couple of laps around the dining room table and the coffee table. He'll run like two laps and then leap into the air to try to get on the couch. And he face plants every time in the side of the couch. And he wants up there so bad with those other dogs.
Man, I think I'm going to watch your dog videos.
I'll have to share.
Funny, yeah.
All right, we've got sports news coming up, and then Taco Tuesday gets underway here in just a moment.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
Week 6 in the NFL came to a close with Monday Night Football in New Jersey, an AFC East battle as the Bills edged the Jets 23-20. Buffalo quarterback Josh Allen had 3 touchdowns, 2 passing and 1 rushing. Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers had 2 touchdown passes, including a 52-yard Hail Mary to end the first half, but also a late interception that sealed the loss. Tyler Bass booted a 22-yard field goal for Buffalo, the only score of the fourth quarter to break a 20-20 tie. Bills improved to 4-1 with the win. Jets dropped to 2-4 with the loss in their first game since the firing of head coach Robert Sala. Postseason baseball, Game 2 National League Championship Series. Mets over the Dodgers 7-3. Mets scored 5 runs in the second inning. Matt Vientos with a grand slam. Francisco Lindor had a solo shot. That series is tied at 1-1. Opening game of the American League Championship Series. Yankees beat the Guardians 5-2. Yankees scoring 3 runs in the third inning. Juan Soto hit a home run, and Giancarlo Stanton had a solo shot as well. New York with a 1-0 series advantage.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. And if we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
Washington is broken, and not just a little. Radical left elitists have betrayed our country, trading common sense for woke politics. An unchecked invasion at the southern border, China buying up U.S. farmland, historic inflation that has American families fighting to survive, all while the left gives trillion-dollar handouts. It's bad. But without leaders like Marsha Blackburn, it would be worse. Marsha Blackburn has never been afraid to take on the woke mob or her own party. That's why Marsha led the fight to make sure Tennessee is never burdened with a state income tax. Now Marsha is fighting every day to restore sanity in Washington and to protect the rights of Tennesseans. Marsha Blackburn is more than the leadership we need in the Senate. She's the leadership that will save America for the next generation. Marsha Blackburn, real strength for Tennessee.
I'm Marsha Blackburn, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Marsha for Senate.
Parents, you can help your child sharpen their basketball skills while also encouraging positive spiritual change with First Shot Basketball Skills Academy and Winter League. Sign-ups are happening now. Led by Coach Andy Herzer, this teaching league is designed to build strong foundations not just for athletics, but for life. If your child is between 5 and 14 years old, they can participate at Hooptown this winter. Don't wait, spots are filling up fast. For more information and to sign up, visit firstshottn.org. That's firstshottn.org.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio, WGNS, and time for Taco Tuesday. For today's Taco Tuesday, we have for you, Murfreesboro is one of the top 25 cities for a sandwich.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And we're going to tell you some of the places where you can go. Murfreesboro has lots of chain sandwich shops like Subway and McAllister's, but also has some local sandwich places that kind of put their own spin on it. And that's why Murfreesboro, according to a ranking of top cities in America, is in the top 25 of the highest number of establishments serving sandwiches per square mile, which if you drive through Rutherford County, you see a restaurant just about every other block you go, right? So I thought we would spend some time on talking about some of the local favorites. And one of these is just up the street on South Maple Street on the square. And it is Domonico's Italian Deli. They have Italian sandwiches.
Now, where is that located?
Great things like that. Just right on the square.
Oh, okay.
Over by Holden Hardware. Jeff Murphy, who did color this last year for the Blue Raider Network in football, and his wife, Scarlett Lanning Murphy. So of the Lanning family that has Rick's Barbecue, that's the oldest daughter, Scarlett.
I know that place exists. I've been missing it when I get up on the square. I've got to make it step in there, I guess, and see.
They opened just before the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
and
but they made it.
Yeah, and still going strong. The Blue Porch on West Lytle Street,
yeah,
a great place to get a sandwich. Simply Pure Sweets, which is on North Church Street on the square. They've got some of their homemade breads and things of that nature that make their sandwiches great. The Fresh Bite on Thompson Lane, and it is William Kepro and his family. They're from Cuba, and they owned restaurants in L.A., and they had a passion for restaurants, and so they moved to Murfreesboro in January of 2020, believe it or not, and another one of those restaurants that opened right before the pandemic, but still going. To Smyrna, Bella Vista Coffee Shop. They're on Grammar Lane in Smyrna. I haven't heard of them before, but they have kind of Cuban panini sandwiches there at their location. Here's one that I bet just about everybody listening has been to, Toots.
Oh, yeah. You know, you don't think about them as sandwiches, but they really are.
Mm-hmm. Known for their burgers, of course. So that would be a sandwich. But their buffalo chicken sandwich or their wraps are ranked pretty high.
Buffalo chicken wrap.
Mm-hmm. Mm. You've told me about that.
That's
that
all
one.
I ever get there now.
Is it?
Yeah. You get it grilled or fried, either one.
Goodness gracious. They're now on Medical Center Parkway.
Okay.
They've got just opened up out there. Southern cuisine. They've got breakfast and lunch and brunch options. But their favorite sandwich plate that they offer is chicken salad. They've also have barbecue chicken salad and sun-dried pimento cheese.
Now, they used to be over by...
right off Memorial, I
think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, side street there.
Yeah.
Through the Grapevine.
No, which that's is what I'm thinking about.
Broadmoor Street. Yeah. Probably so. That's Barbara Lester's restaurant.
They have great salad, chicken salad and stuff.
Signature chicken salad.
Oh, sorry. I just said chicken
Not
salad.
Not just chicken salad. Signature. Juicy's Wellness Cafe on Medical Center Parkway is another one of the favorite spots for sandwiches. And that's what we've got there for you.
What about the little place over there by Arby's as you go to the sub shop over by Cracker Barrel, right before you turn to go to Cracker Barrel?
Oh, yeah.
Can't think of the name of it. They really have a good Reuben and a good Philly.
Yes.
And then that doesn't include the regular chain ones like Jersey Mike's and all those places.
And
Firehouse.
In Smyrna. Substation 2.
Oh, man, that's a hidden little gem right there.
It really is. Have you had the Reuben from there?
Yes. I've had about everything. I used to work in Laverne.
That's true.
So that was a frequent stop. I'd go there between, there was a ball game or something. I'd go there and get dinner and then bring it back to this office. And, they had a cold cut combo out of this world.
I've had the Reuben the very first time, and when I go, I always get the Reuben because I think it's the best. It's one of the best sandwiches. I mean, it's a really, really good Reuben.
I don't know. It's just something about their meat's real good. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, they slice it right there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And slice it as they put it on the sandwich.
Somebody
for
told
you.
Me Subway was fixing to do that too, that they're going to start slicing their meat. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
They've tried this refresh, and it's for real. They've refreshed a lot.
Yeah, and it's good. I mean, they've improved.
Well, that's Taco Tuesday.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
An app for easy payment.
Solar energy solutions.
I just want to talk to a real person when I need help.
Energy tips and low rates.
Done, 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 done.
I want to fly my car to the moon.
Houston, let's talk about electric vehicles. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
My wife had Alzheimer's. I knew we were going to have to move closer to my son because we had no family in Florida.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
Having the memory care in the same facility was a big factor. This place is all I could ever dream it would be.
I'm Hope Rogers. Call me at the Villages of Murfreesboro. 615-848-3030.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need the head of someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
The Wake Up Crew,
WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
A Tuesday morning continues here from the Wake Up Crew. It is October the 15th. And on our birthday list this morning.
Oh, hi.
Hi, John.
Scott Olsleton, Paul Coates, James Craig, Jill Bain, and William Scrivens.
Those are the birthdays that we have so far. Now, that's not a ton. And maybe you've called or texted in to get us your birthdays. If you've done that this morning, we've got it. If you haven't, this is your time. Call or text in 615-893-1450, 615-893-1450. It's the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. Now's your deadline.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. Seriously injured? Call the law offices of John Day.
731, here's traffic and weather together.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 62 degrees. Winds northwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear. Lows drop to 35. Winds north 5 to 10. Wednesday, sunny. Highs approach 61. Then lows fall back to 34 on Wednesday night. I'm Weatherology Meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 41.
Good morning. They're moving a wreck right now over to the side on 40 westbound at Central Pike. It's just heavy through this section of Hermitage because you got all that traffic pushing in right now from Wilson County here through Hermitage on 40 westbound. Again, they're moving it to the side. Still some rubbernecking in Rutherford County as they mop up that accident. 24 westbound at Walden Road that caused traffic to run a little bit slow, leaving Murfreesboro headed towards Nashville. It is crowded now on Vietnam Vets westbound at Conference Drive. Hey, Nash Painting, a non-franchise painting company, mentioned this ad, get a 10% discount. Call Nash Painting 912-2288. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Special Olympics Tennessee State Fall Games are in Rutherford County this weekend, October 18th and 19th. Volunteers are still needed for both event days, and everyone is welcome to cheer on athletes during the competition. The games will be at the Smyrna Bowling Center and Richard Siegel Park in Rutherford County. It'll feature four Special Olympic sports. More than 900 athletes and unified partners from across the state will participate. Volunteers are still needed for scorekeeping, timekeeping, down markers, general health, health screening, awards, merchandise sales, and more. Gas prices across the state reversed course and surged 12 cents higher over the last week. Tennessee gas price average is now $2.85, which is 10 cents more expensive than a month ago, but 30 cents less than a year ago. Current gas prices in Rutherford County are averaging $2.91 per gallon for regular unleaded. The national average for a gallon of gas is $3.20, a penny less than a month ago, and 40 cents less than a year ago. A college degree can be a real plus for some careers, and yet it might have little or no effect on others. A college degree is a substantial investment in your future that can lead to better job opportunities. Wallet Hub reports that many students find themselves with a pile of debt from pursuing their degrees. About 42.2 million Americans owe a collective $1.61 trillion in student loans. That comes out to an average of over $38,000 of debt for each borrower. That really hits home to Murfreesboro, since this is the home of Middle Tennessee State University, the largest undergraduate enrollment in Tennessee, with 17,438. Whether you include grad students, MTSU's enrollment is 20,540. More online at WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Washington is broken, and not just a little. Radical left elitists have betrayed our country, trading common sense for woke politics. An unchecked invasion at the southern border. China buying up U.S. farmland. Historic inflation that has American families fighting to survive. All while the left gives trillion-dollar handouts. It's bad. But without leaders like Marsha Blackburn, it would be worse. Marsha Blackburn has never been afraid to take on the woke mob or her own party. That's why Marsha led the fight to make sure Tennessee is never burdened with a state income tax. Now Marsha is fighting every day to restore sanity in Washington and to protect the rights of Tennesseans. Marsha Blackburn is more than the leadership we need in the Senate. She's the leadership that will save America for the next generation. Marsha Blackburn, real strength for Tennessee.
I'm Marsha Blackburn, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Marsha for Senate.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35, our time here on a Taco Tuesday. All right. McDonald's fans, the Chicken Big Mac is apparently out. I haven't been by to see if they have it locally.
I thought it was back.
Have you ever had one before?
No.
I never knew that there was such a thing as it being back. I thought it was like the first time they've ever tried it, but maybe, I don't know.
But they don't have it now?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, it's out.
It's out.
Like, oh,
it's
okay.
Out. Yeah. Familiar toppings on the Big Mac, but instead of beef, it's got the, you know, the tempura battered chicken patties on it. So this says October 10th. So I guess we missed that last week, but
I don't know.
I haven't looked.
I don't know whether that's my cup of tea, but
I don't know. It looks interesting. John, I wanted to ask you this because I remember it and I know you would. Brazer Burger.
Dairy Queen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know what that was. So I looked it up, and they don't necessarily call it that now, but it used to be Dairy Queen, you know, and they used to have featuring the Brazer Burger. It was part of their sign. That comes from the charcoal grills or brazers that were used in the original DQ restaurants back in 57.
Now I think they just call them grilled burgers, don't they? Or something.
I think
like
so.
That. Yeah. That was their motto, man. I mean, they were.
Yeah. You can still look on their website and see some stores listed as Dairy Queen Brazer.
They have good chicken there and gravy. You can get gravy with it and a couple of toast. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty good little snack, but I'm not a big... Their burgers are okay. I mean, but I'm not going to go to Dairy Queen to get a burger if I'm passing 3 other burger places.
Right. Apparently, the Brazer part was just the method of the burger of how they cooked it, and it became... you know, known in more places. Culver's, for instance, is a Brazer Burger type place now. So, but you can still see those signs in small towns.
Yeah.
Where they haven't redone the sign. Yeah. But other places, it's DQ. When they went to DQ instead of Dairy Queen in the, mid 90s or whatnot, that's when it changed. So,
I wonder why they went to DQ instead of Dairy Queen.
Well, Kentucky Fried Chicken went to KFC. I guess similar reason. I don't know. All right, snack food time. How about it?
Now, it's the Snack Food Report on the Wake Up Crew. Here's national correspondent Dalton Barrett.
In for Dalton, I'm Brian.
This is the New York correspondent.
New Eggo spicy maple Belgian-style waffles are in Kroger stores. Mm. It's got spicy maple flavor baked right in. You can heat them up and eat them up. Pringles Mingles. New chips. Majority of those are out now and a few more coming. Dill, pickle, and ranch. Barbecue and pizza. Sharp cheddar and ranch. They also have Clubs Crackers. Clubs Mini Cinnamon Sugar. So it's like a sweet little snack.
So what is the Mingles part? What does that mean?
I think they mingle two flavors together, but they're in these small bags. You know, they've got sharp white cheddar and ranch, you know, two flavors mixed together. Mingling, I guess. I thought this was interesting. A new 7-Up flavor, Shirley Temple, with pomegranate and cherry soda with the 7-Up. And they have a zero sugar of that as well. It looks like, so at Wendy's, they've got the SpongeBob SquarePants Krabby Patty collab. For the kiddos. At McDonald's, they've got the Boo Buckets that are back out. Dunkin' has something similar. And they're doing a Halloween menu at Burger King. And the Addams Family Halloween menu. The Whopper has a purple potato bun with black sesame seeds, beef patty, Swiss cheese, tomato, lettuce, onion, pickles, ketchup, and all that. So, the bun is purple. I'm not so sure about that one.
No, I'm not either.
We talked about the loaded Frosties, so just kind of looking on down. You can get, I mentioned this last week, you can get the pimento cheese as a side at Chick-fil-A. And I guess that's going to wrap up the snack food report here this morning on the Wake Up Crew.
This is Megan Hutchings with Rutherford County Area Habitat for Humanity. The 17th annual Cookin' to Build will be on Saturday, November the 2nd on the Murfreesboro Square. We have cooking teams that will be making chili, soup, or stew. Vote for your favorite cooking team. We give out a Golden Bowl Award at the end of the event. I invite you to attend the 17th annual Cookin' to Build on Saturday, November the 2nd from 10:30 to 1 on the Murfreesboro Square.
Do you ever wonder why big financial institutions offer you hundreds of dollars to open an account? Have you ever looked through the pages of fine print to see the fees and conditions? You won't find complicated sales pitches at Heritage South Community Credit Union. We are different. We help when others won't. It's what our members tell us we do every day. If you're tired of the hassle, it's time to try a local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more or open an account today. Insured by NCUA.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is a leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
As a leader in environmental services, sustainability is deeply integrated into our business model. At Middle Point Landfill, we are environmentalists at heart. We use a cutting-edge technology in combination with our deep experience in recycling and waste services to protect our environment and our neighbors. That's our job, and that's our promise. This is Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill. We invite you to learn more about us at middlepointlandfill.com. Republic Services. We are sustainability in action.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
The time, 7:42, as we wrap the Wake Up Crew here for a Tuesday morning. We've had a lot to go over this morning. We'll talk about what we have talked about so far. On the Wake Up Crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, taking charge of your account and energy usage with the MyMTE app. Just download from the App Store, manage your account, and enhance your energy habits. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936. Today's Good Neighbor of the Day is Vanessa Flores. She is the good neighbor for helping someone through a difficult time. Vanessa Flores today receives flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. That is the Good Neighbor of the Day here for this Tuesday. We encourage you to send in good neighbors. Keep the website or our phone number handy. WGNSradio.com/good neighbor or 615-893-1450 and text the word neighbor to our number. You're going to get a web form in either of those places. Just fill out the information, click submit. If you're at the grocery store and you think, oh, I need to nominate so-and-so, if you do it right there, then you don't procrastinate and wait and then forget, that kind of thing. So help us out with that. WGNSradio.com/good neighbor.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
NASA hired a claustrophobic astronaut, and when they asked him if his condition would affect his job, he said, I don't care. I just need some space.
Replay.
John loved that joke this morning.
No, I did not. I was told you I would debate to see if I'd move it up to a four, but sorry.
Oh, you're not debating that.
Sorry, pal. It's a three.
There's no debate there. You were going to hang in with your three no matter what. You've been trying to catch me in a trap all week.
Okay. See, the abuse I take, folks, I take it every time. Every time it's not a four or five, I get abused. It's not an easy job. I guess I just need to say.
Now, do we need to, what you said off the air as soon as I got finished yesterday morning at 6:40?
What?
I was hoping that would be a two.
I don't remember saying that.
Oh, you don't? Well, no. There are
no witnesses.
That's very true. Except maybe a mouse in the wall.
I think your jokes are amazing. That's about all I need to say to make you happy.
Yeah, that's right. What have we learned on the Wake Up Crew today?
Yes, well, yes, how to treat your kids when they get older. Mm-hmm. And you were 6 out of 7 that you did the right thing as he was growing up. Hard to believe, but still, yet you passed all of it but one. That was the one about you can't say it, tell them that you love them.
I'll text it every now and then.
Oh, boy. So when you hang up on the phone with them, you don't say, I love you, man, or love you, or or Bobby, I love you.
No.
You tend to say it more to Bobby than you do him. No.
This generation of kids, they don't want to talk. They want to text. Don't have phone conversations.
You can't justify your lack of love because
it's not a lack of love.
Text. You just can't say it.
Well, but they don't want to talk on the phone. They really don't.
Come on, man. Look at me and go say, I love you, man. You know, like
what
bros.
Else have you learned
like
today?
Bros. Like bros. I love you, man.
Yeah, I love you.
Golly. We learned that Rosie is a criminal.
Yes, she is. And Detective Brian was on the case.
Bless her heart.
She's now in jail serving a 2-year sentence.
She just got a paper towel.
Oh, it's been more. That's what I caught her in. But bottles.
And then, of course, Ladybug's on probation. Because she's Ladybug.
She's a whistleblower in the whole case.
we had a snack food report, and we talked about Boo Buckets at McDonald's. I remember that.
Yeah, lots of things. Well, that's what we learned on the Wake Up Crew today. Hope you enjoyed the show and listen to the podcast. It'll be up shortly.